Good afternoon, Sunday afternoon, April 26th. Thank you very much for everybody for being on this call as always. More important news to share within the community as we battle through this COVID-19 epidemic here in the Fort Bend Health Unit. I know we've got Dr. Canton on the line, so Dr. Canton, can you take over, please?
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor Perry, and good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us. So today, the Porcupine Health Unit, we're reporting one new COVID-19 case amongst residents in the health unit area. This puts our current number of confirmed positive cases at 58, and 42 of these cases have been resolved. As of the end of the day yesterday, over 1,682 COVID-19 tests have been completed across the health unit. And again, these updates are provided on our website and social media channels as well. The new case is a male in his 60s who resides in the Cochrane, Matheson, Iroquois Falls and Smooth Rock Falls area. He was tested on Wednesday, April the 22nd, and is currently at home in self-isolation and has been identified as a contact of another case. We continue with the investigation process with this and all the other cases, as we also continue to work with TADH and other facilities for the ongoing investigation and management of any potential outbreaks or current outbreaks, and we will continue to provide updates as available. Again, I need to absolutely thank all of these partners and all the community members who continue to work with us throughout this process to support not only the investigation and identification of potential contacts that need to be followed closely, but also to ensure that we're reducing the spread of COVID-19 as we go forward. Yesterday, the Government of Ontario issued some new emergency orders and amended some existing orders in order to better support long-term care homes and other more vulnerable individuals. Preventing the spread of COVID-19 amongst all of our communities across the Porcupine Health Unit, and especially in long-term care homes and retirement homes, remains an ongoing priority. The health unit continues to work closely with long-term care home partners and other community health care partners across the district to continue to provide the support needed for the infection prevention measures, as well as to plan for any potential incidences of COVID-19 within these homes to protect staff and residents going forward. We can stop the spread, and we are seeing positive impacts of the measures that we've all been following. We must continue to stay home as much as possible, avoid traveling between communities, and avoid going out except for essentials. Please do not visit loved ones or friends outside of your immediate household, and when you're out in public, maintain 2 meters distance from others at all times. Enjoy the nice sunny day we have here, and hopefully we have this nice weather across the Porcupine Health Unit region today. But again, please enjoy it with your household members only and maintain physical distancing. If you are unwell in any way, please self-isolate and complete the self-assessment tool available online and referred to on all of our social media and website channels as well. And call the Porcupine Health Unit or your primary care provider for potential referral to one of the assessment centers for assessment by a clinician for testing. We are making a difference, and we need to continue to stay the course. We see reduced spread when we are all following these measures, and it will help us to continue to protect ourselves, our loved ones, our friends, and our neighbors, as well as those most vulnerable and at greatest risk in all of our communities. Our COVID-19 information line is open again today from 11 to 3. Please call with any questions or concerns. Keep it up. We are making a difference, but we must continue. It is so critical at this point in time. We know COVID-19 is circulating in our communities, and we know the steps that we all need to take to continue to prevent the spread. Stay home, stay well, stay kind. We're all in this together. Thank you. Merci. Miigwech.
All right. Thank you, Doctor. Next, we'll go to Blaise McNeil from the Simonton District Hospital.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, and those of you who are on the call. As I've said frequently, the safety and well-being of our staff, physicians, and patients remains our top priority. We will continue to work closely with the Porcupine Health Unit throughout the outbreak investigation at Timminson District Hospital. While our public health unit announced 2 new cases yesterday and 1 new case today, the province reported 476 new cases of COVID-19. As a community, it's our responsibility to ensure we are all doing our part to slow the spread of COVID-19. The measures that public health officials have recommended are not easy, but they have been put in place to avoid widespread tragedy. We understand how hard it is not physically seeing family, friends, and or operate your business as you normally would with the current public health measures in place. As a hospital CEO, one of the key metrics I monitor is capacity. I get 6 capacity dashboards a day, 7 days a week. The clearest evidence that the social restrictions are working is that our capacity has remained stable for several weeks now. However, work intensity remains high and is proving relentless. Relaxing these important public health measures too early could lead to the undoing of all the progress we've achieved. We are all anxious to get back to our normal everyday lives. However, that path must be slow and measured. We are asking the community to please resist the urge to bend public health rules as we finally come into nicer weather. We are not out of the woods yet. It is vital to our community, the health sector, and the health of our frontline providers that we follow the advice of public health to ensure this pandemic is as short as possible. The staff at the Timminson District Hospital remain committed to being there for our community when you need us most. We are asking you stay safe, stay home unless it's for essential travel, and please wash your hands often. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We'll go quickly to the media for any questions. Okay, we'll move over to Brian Marks with the Cochrane DSAP.
Good afternoon. Emergency medical services. Yesterday we had 32 calls. With 19 in Timmins, and of those 19, 7 failed screening protocol. We've seen an increase in the last couple of days on a number of calls due to opioid overdoses. Food security, 83 meals were distributed yesterday at the Lord's Kitchen, with an additional 37 provided for homeless purposes. At the McIntyre, there were 30 meals distributed throughout the day for breakfast, lunch, and supper. Homeless numbers remain the same at all 3 locations, and living space personnel are on site 24 hours a day to maintain social distancing. That's all for today's update.
All right. Thank you, Brian. I'll go back to the media again to see if there's any questions before moving to Mayor Perry.
I have one. It's Bob McIntyre, Moose FM. Brian, you mentioned the upswing in opioid overdoses. Is there a connection to COVID?
No, I don't believe it's connected to COVID. Not really sure why the increase, other than there continues to be people who take advantage of those, prey on those in a more vulnerable population, and that's resulting in the increased calls at this time.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for that. Any further questions? Okay, hearing none, then we'll go to Mayor Perry for some closing remarks this morning.
Once again, thank you very much for everybody on the front lines dealing with this on a daily basis. Want to reiterate again the fact that we know it's circulating in the community at a high rate, 6.5 per 10,000 versus 2 in the largest community in the area. So we know it's here amongst us doing its work, making people nervous, making people anxious. We have to also realize that we're doing a great job out there. 0 calls last night. The police chief has nothing to report on today, which is wonderful. So let me remind you again that it's circulating and what's actually happening behind the walls of the Timmins District Hospital. We had a report from an individual that we all know that had to bring their young 8-year-old daughter up to the hospital to be tested. It's not a pleasant test. The little 8-year-old was screaming in pain, and the mother was crying, and the nurse was crying. most traumatic experience that this individual has gone through. So that's why we keep up the vigil. It's amongst us. We don't know where it lurks, and we can never be too careful. So please remember what's happening behind these walls that you can't see through as you go about your daily basis. Please, your daily routine, please be vigilant at all times. No one has to go through this. No one wants to go through this. So take care and be safe and be healthy. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Perry, and thanks to the media once again for helping us get the information out.